Journal. It was the day before the Bumpkin Day hoedown. Well, that's the one dance of the year when the girls have to ask out the boys.
Will you go with me?
Bet you can't guess who I was hoping would ask me. Her initials are Patty Mayonnaise.
What you doing, Doug?
Oh, hey, Skeeter. I'm just making sure you know who gets a chance to ask me to the hoedown. I mean, if she wants to.
Well, of course Patty will ask you, Doug. Unless she doesn't, of course.
Hey, here she comes.
Good luck, man.
Doug? Today is your lucky day. I have selected you to go with me to the Bumpkin Day hoedown.
Huh?
Chalky, Boober, and Skunky are dying for me to ask them. But you're my first choice.
Well, Connie, I... That's me. Go with you, Connie, because I have to take care of my sick cousin. His name is Melvin. He's sick, very sick.
Gee, I'm sorry your cousin is so sick. Anything I could do?
Yeah, well, no. But thanks for asking. Bye.
Hey, Doug, would you like to go to the hoedown with me?
He can't go. He's staying home to take care of his cousin Melvin. He's very sick.
Gee, I'm sorry, Doug. But that's nice of you to take care of your cousin in his time of need.
Gee, thanks, Patty.
Well, I better go see if anybody's left to go to the hoedown with.
Oh, I'm sure there are tons of guys dying to go with you.
Gee, I'm so glad all you guys could come with me. Too bad Doug had to stay home with his sick cousin Melvin.
Cousin Melvin? Ha! I researched Funny's family tree. And there ain't no cousin Melvin.
You mean Doug's a big fat liar? There's no cousin Melvin? No cousin Melvin? No cousin Melvin?
Cousin Melvin? Man, where did you ever come up with a story like that?
I don't know. It was the first thing that popped into my head. I panicked. It's my own fault I can't go to the hoedown, and now everybody's going to find out there's no cousin Melvin.
Hey, relax, man. How are they going to find out?
Maybe you're right, Skeet.
Hey, Doug. We came to visit your sick cousin Melvin.
It's Connie and Patty. Well, what do I do?
Let them see Melvin?
Skeeter, there is no Melvin.
Oh, yeah, right. I knew that.
Hello?
Doug? Doug? Doug, are you there?
Doug?
Skeeter, we need a Melvin. Fast.
I'll be right there.
Hide your tail, pork chop.
Oh, this will never work, Skeet.
Yeah, his nose is cold. That's a dead giveaway. He's not sick.
Doug?
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 We can't just let him stand out there. What are we going to do?
Do I smell the roll of a lifetime?
Huh?
I overheard your little problem, Douglas. Relax. Melvin is here.
You don't mean you.
And why not? I shall play Melvin.
Well, thanks anyway, Judy. But we've already given the part to... Pork Chop?
Dim the lights. Raise the curtain. It's showtime!
Douglas!
Oh, no! Mom's home! Oh, no!
Douglas! Did you forget your friends were waiting outside?
Sorry, I was, What could I do? I had to tell them the truth. Patty? Connie? There's something I've got to tell you.
We know, Doug. Melvin's sick. We won't stay long.
But I was too late.
Oh, thank you, girls. How nice of you to come. I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
How do you feel, Melvin?
How do I feel? I feel a moan coming on.
Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's a pretty big moan, all right. That's the moaniest moan I ever heard.
Y'all should have seen Melvin.
Yeah, he's sick.
It's not as bad as it sounds. Thanks to my cousin, I think I'm getting better.
Yeah, your moaning has stopped.
Why, so it has. My strength is returning, too.
I feel like singing. Yes,
then maybe you'd like to come to the Bumpkin Day Hoedown tomorrow. I'm looking for someone to go with.
I don't think Melvin's all that well, Patty.
Oh, but I am. I'm well.
If you're going with Patty, then Doug can go with me.
That's great. The four of us can go together. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The envelope, please. For best performance by a leading actress, the winner is Judy Funny as Melvin in Doug's A Big Fat Liar.
Judy, are you crazy? What are you doing?
I just saved your neck, little brother. But hold your applause. Today was a mere dress rehearsal. Tomorrow is opening night.
You can't go to the hoedown, Judy. You can't.
Give it up, Doug. You know Judy. She's an unstoppable force.
But we'll never get away with it, Skeet. And it'll all be my fault.
The subcommittee to uncover big fat liars is now in session.
Mr. Funny, true or false? You claim to have a cousin Melvin and then forced your sister to play the part.
That's not exactly true.
He's lying again.
No, I'm not.
Don't give me that money. You've got liar written all over your face.
What have I done? This whole thing has gotten way out of control.
The next night, Melvin and I went off to the hoedown. I just knew that someone would find out that he was a she. But a whole hour went by, and no one suspected a thing.
Oh, yeah. I used to be a roadie for the Beats, until I got sick.
Whoa, you know the Beats? Hey, can you get me backstage passes sometime?
Of course, no problem, man.
All right.
Come on, Melvin. We got a surprise for you.
Well, Doc, you're almost home free. Melvin's the hit of the hoedown.
Well, maybe you're right,
Skeet. Can I have everybody's attention? As chairperson of this year's hoedown, I'd like to dedicate this evening to a very special guy named Melvin.
Hey, Judy, I think this would be a good time for you to leave.
Buggy, buddy, do you honestly think I can resist a speech? Thanks, everybody. But the real honor of the evening belongs to my cousin, Doug. Without whose tireless devotion, I wouldn't be able to be here with you tonight. To tell you the truth, this isn't the first time Doug has come to my rescue. I'll never forget the time we were shipwrecked in shark-infested waters.
Oh, no.
Man, Judy can really lay it on thick.
We were going down fast. Not a rescue boat in sight. The sharks were licking their chops. It was all over. When suddenly...
Melvin, you're Judy.
Well, this is a surprise.
And I don't like surprises. Now see here, young man. I mean, young lady. You're in a lot of trouble.
No, don't blame Judy. Really. It was my fault. It was just a dumb fib that got out of hand. I'm sorry, everybody.
All right, the lying portion of the evening is concluded. All you bumpkins, get yourselves organized and start having fun. Oh, no!
Patty, I'm sorry about the Melvin thing.
Oh, Doug, are you kidding? Melvin is the best dancer at the hoedown.
Come on, Patty. Let's
show these bumpkins how to do-si-do. Swing your bumpkin do-si-do.
Do the bumpkin ho-dee-oh.
I'm sorry, Connie.
Yeah. All the other guys I asked turned me down. And then you lied to me like that.
What? I thought you said I was your first choice.
I did? Oh.
Swing your bumpkin do-si-do. Do the bumpkin ho-dee-ho.
After telling the truth, I felt a whole lot better. Connie did, too.
Pass them left, pass them right, until you pass them out of sight. Do-si-do with the person behind, shimmy like you lost your mind.
Yeah! And then there was a time I ate an entire fruitcake and placed it on my cat, and then another time I came to my sister.
In fact, she wound up confessing every lie she ever told in her life.
And then there was a time I said my dog ate my homework, but in reality, I didn't even have a dog. Oh, yeah.
Well,
and my niece really
I can't hot. Say I didn't deserve it. You know what, Journal? I think lying's a bad idea. It's a whole lot more work than just telling the truth. Unless, of course, you're my sister, who plans to make a career out of it. You gotta stop tying up pork chop.
Don't make me chew this, you know. Judy! Can you lie down, please? I can't hear myself think. Judy!
Well, the Bluffington Ballet was at it again. Their annual production of The Beachcracker was just starting up. Don't ask me what I was doing there.
Come on, man. It's a lot of fun, Doug. Last year, I helped build sets. And this year, I'm going to work the lights.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be the Sugar Beet Fairy this year, Patty. I just know it.
Yeah, if I were as good a dancer as you, maybe I'd try out for the part.
Thanks, y'all. That's a nice thing to say.
Actually, I'd rather help design costumes anyway.
Hey, guys. Maybe you two should sign up to dance.
Yeah, right.
They're always desperate for guys. I heard they're still looking for someone to play the Beat Prince.
Yeah, they'll take anyone, even you two.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I'm strictly a behind-the-scenes guy.
Here. Let's begin.
I don't know. I bet you two look awfully cute in tights.
Oh, come on, Patty. Cut it out.
What's he doing?
Oh, this is fabulous! At last, we have our big prince. Introducing Doug Fanny.
Okay.
What?
You could dance ballet.
I'm so glad you changed your mind, Doug.
But I can't. I didn't. I made a mistake. I meant to sign up for lighting assistant.
Lighting assistant? With those magnificent legs? The ballet needs you to dance, and dance you shall.
But I don't know the first thing about ballet.
I will teach you, mold you, whip you into shape. Are you tough enough to take it?
No, I'm not.
Magnifique. See you in class. Vive le ballet. Life the way it was meant to be, with pointy shoes and tutus.
Tutus? Is ballet very hard, Skeet? I never tried it before.
It's easy, man. Especially for the guy. Usually he just stands there while the girl dances like crazy. The hardest part is putting on the tights. You know.
Tights? No way. I'm not wearing tights.
Hey, don't sweat it, man. They're just like regular pants, only tight. And besides, if Patty gets to be the Sugar Beet Fairy, you two will be partners.
Yeah? I keep getting into these messes.
Au beach, prince. The class awaits your entrance, s'il vous plaît.
I'll be right out.
Plié! Bien! Wait. Attention, mademoiselle! Our big prince has arrived! Voila! Our company is complete! Come, prince! Come here, boy! Come, come, come! Vite, vite!
Move it!
Now, let's get you limbered up at the bar. Just a few simple stretching exercises.
Hey, Patty.
No talking! This is not the chit-chat club. Heels together, feet apart.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Back straight, and plié! Plié! Plié!
What?
Plié! Plié!
Oh, no thanks. I just went before I got in these tights.
Knees. Bend your knees, Doug.
Silence!
Sorry, Miss Mimi.
Third position, plié.
Terrible.
Now arise. Arise, Prince, arise, I say.
I think I'm stuck.
After a few days, I was beginning to get the hang of this ballet stuff.
Oh,
it was a lot harder than I thought, especially if you bruise easily.
Hey, why don't you watch where I'm going?
One, two, three, four, five. Patty was a much better dancer than Bebe.
Catch me, Doug.
Patty was sure to get the part of the sugar beet fairy. I felt like I was the luckiest guy in the world. Until all of a sudden... Roger! If he saw me in tights, if he found out I was dancing ballet, I was a dead man.
I think I'm in love. Isn't he, Miss Harley?
He's precious.
Doug, Doug, you can put me down now.
That is all for today. Auditions for the Sugar Beet Fairy are tomorrow. Doug, you will be dancing with each girl as they try out.
See you, Doug.
I've got a bad feeling about this. It was only a matter of time before Roger found out I was in the ballet.
Hey, Bunny.
Hey, Roger. Huh? Roger?
Oh, didn't you know? When Roger heard they needed a rat king in the ballet, he knew he'd be perfect for the part.
Boy, oh boy. It's funny the way things turn out sometimes. So everything looked like it was going to be all right after all. Hey, Pork Chop. And I was really looking forward to dancing with Patty. Huh?
Is my little ballerina ready to be the sugar beet fairy?
Sugar beet fairy? Me?
Darling, you're not gonna be stuck backstage doing dreary costumes. You're a bluff. You're gonna be the star. Remember, I own the Bluffington Ballet.
Man, it's not fair, Pork Chop. Patty's a much better dancer than Bebe. But then, at the audition... Now I've seen everything.
Bravo, Rodel! You will be our king of the rats this year.
As if there was any doubt.
And you three will be our rats.
Great. I think. Are we through yet?
Will you three pipe down before I call the exterminator?
Well, my costume's riding up.
And now, our first sugar beet fairy entrant is Patty Mayonnaise. Patty?
Patty did really well. I hope the judges noticed how good she was.
Bravo, Patty. And our next entrant is...
Bebe Bluff, Bebe.
Hey, Bebe, good luck.
Thanks, but I won't be needing it.
Yeah, I know. Well, Things started out okay, but then...
Hey! Oh. Yeah, there goes nothing. Hey, what are you doing, BB?
This is not what we rehearsed.
What is that clown doing to my poor baby?
Oh, baby.
Come back here.
Are you finished?
I sure am. Thank you, Miss Mimi.
Talk about disaster.
You little clown! What have you done? You ruined Baby's audition. Why? Why?
It wasn't Doug's fault, Mom. I messed up on purpose.
What? But why, Baby? You wanted that part.
No, I didn't. You wanted it for me. I wanted to do costumes, remember? Besides, Patty's a million times better than me, and all the kids would have hated me if I got the part.
I'm sorry, Baby. I didn't know.
That's because you never listen.
And as for you, young man... I'm sorry I called you a clown. You're not a clown. You're a little boy in tights. Come, Bibi. You'll be late for your ride lessons.
See ya. Congratulations, Patty.
Thanks, Bibi.
I guess we were wrong about Bibi, huh, Doug?
Boy, I'll say. Well, everything turned out great by opening night. I got to dance with Patty. Well, that was the best part. She was great. I don't think I'll be dancing in any more ballets. They make me dizzy. But it was fun trying something new. As for wearing tights, well, I don't recommend it unless you're a trained professional.
Whatcha? Well, where'd you learn to dance like that?
You're good, man.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm Miss Lady, Miss Mimi, looking for talent like you. You're a natural. Where'd you get those tights?